Sure, just like in the flicks. I hauled the hammer back, lined it up again, and squeezed the trigger. The noise was so loud it made my face sting. The gun bucked up and almost hit me on the forehead, but the three center targets were gone, just tiny tatters of paper drifting in the air. I'll take it. He sold me a hip holster, 20 shells, and a chest and back shield, and a dagger in a boot sheath. I felt more heavily armed than I had in a fighting suit, but no Waldos to help me cart it around. The monorail had two guards for each car. I was beginning to feel that all my heavy artillery was superfluous, until I got off at the Hyattsville station. Everyone who got off at Hyattsville was either heavily armed or had a bodyguard. The people loitering around the station were all armed. The police carried lasers. I pushed a cab call button, and the readout told me mine would be number 3856. I asked a policeman, and he told me to wait for it down on the street. It would cruise around the block twice. During the 5 minutes I waited, I twice heard staccato arguments of gunfire, both of them rather far away. I was glad I'd bought the shield. Eventually the cab came. It swerved to the curb when I waved at it, the door sliding open as it stopped. Looked as if it worked the same way as the auto cabs I remembered. The door stayed open while it checked the thumbprint to verify that I was the one who had called, then slammed shut. It was thick steel. The view through the windows was dim and distorted, probably thick bulletproof plastic. Not quite the same as I remembered. I had to leaf through a grimy book to find the code for the address of the bar in Hyattsville, where I was supposed to meet the dealer. I punched it out and sat back to watch the city go by. This part of town was mostly residential, gray brick warrens built around the middle of the last century, competing for space with more modern modular setups, and occasionally individual houses behind tall brick or concrete walls with jagged broken glass and barbed wire at the top. A few people seemed to be going somewhere, walking very quickly down the sidewalks, hands on weapons. Most of the people I saw were either sitting in doorways, smoking or loitering around shop fronts in groups of no fewer than six. Everything was dirty and cluttered. The gutters were clotted with garbage, and shoals of waste paper drifted with the wind of the light traffic. It was understandable, though. Street sweeping was probably a very high-risk profession.